We started in 1978 when we bought this farm. My father was in dry stock before that. I always wanted to get into dairying. That was an ideal opportunity because it meant when we bought this farm, all the land was together then.
Why did you always want to get into dairying?
Because my father was, well, it was farming, was in dry stock, and he was always buying and selling cattle, and I was at home doing the farming, if you like. So he'd say, now is a good time to sell, and I'd have the farm stocked with cattle, and I'd say, but we've lots of grass. He'd sell the cattle, and so it was more difficult to manage the actual farm than it is with dairying. You start off with X number of cows at the beginning of the year, and you know you're going to have those for the whole year.
What is the essential difference between a farmer who has, like yourself, a pedigree dairy herd, mm-hmm. and a farmer who has a commercial, non-pedigree dairy herd?
The difference would be the stock on a pedigree herd would be more valuable than the stock on a commercial herd because of the backup of information that you have with the pedigree herd. The difference in management would be that the farmer with the pedigree herd would put more emphasis on the individual mating of cows, whereas a commercial farmer, even an AI, would use bulls across the herd, so he wouldn't be as particular about the breeding. It's really down to the breeding. So most commercial farmers are more interested in getting cows out to grass early, and they're probably better grassland farmers than pedigree farmers are, because pedigree farmers are so keen and so interested in the actual breeding, more so than maybe the actual grassland management or the management of the farm. That's often the case. But so that's really the difference. It's the interest in the breeding that pedigree farmers have.
So let's go over to your herd here. We've just come into your lovely old yard with lovely old stone everywhere. I'm going in through this door. So this is into the milking unit. Oh, I see. So to the left of the milking unit is a huge shed, which is where we are now. Hello. How many cows are here?
There's 100 cows between, there's about, 110. There's about 100, about 90 milking and 20 dry cows.
And they're black and white. What breed are these?
These are all Canadian Holsteins.
Why Canadian?
That's, I suppose, the home of Holsteins. The families that are here, the families of cows that are here, are all go back to Canadian dams, if you like. Their back dams would have been, grand dams, would be in Canada at the moment.
When you say dams, you mean
the mothers? Yeah, sorry.
Mothers.
Mothers.
How long have they been inside?
1st of November.
Since the 1st of November. And are you milking them through the winter?
Yes, we milk all year round, every day of the year. And so that means we need to have cows calving in the autumn and in the spring.
Because, of course, where you've got cows milking, you have to have calves producing the milk and stimulating the milk to be produced in the first place. Tell me your routine then, your daily routine when it comes to milking.
Get up at 6:30 and start milking at 7. Milk and feed the young calves. After breakfast then we do the diet feed, which is all the feed mixed in a diet feeder for the cows. All the cows go out to eat, and then all the mats are swept down and fresh sawdust put on the mats every day. We do two diet feeds a day. The second diet feed is done for the cows for the evening, so after evening milking then they get a fresh diet feed again.
Because you have an evening milking at around what, 6 o'clock, is it?
6 o'clock in the evening, yeah. And after milking then they get their fresh diet feed, and that's them down for the night then.
And that's every day without fail?
That's every day during the winter. And the summer then, once in another couple of weeks with this weather, the cows will be out to grass, and then it'll be a little bit easier. But then you'll have to go for the cows in the morning before you start. Basically the same, only that they're out on grass.
It must be a nice feeling for you that you're going to put them out again for the spring,
yeah,
and summer.
Yeah, yeah, you love the day you let them out, because they love it too. You just open the gate and they just run up the roadway out to the paddocks, and they're kicking their heels, and you're just as delighted to have them out.
And once they're on grass, do you physically notice the different milk that's produced from when they're inside and during the winter?
Yeah, we drink our own raw milk from the cows, and you would notice the difference. It's kind of sweeter, the milk that you off grass, so you would notice the difference. The colour of the texture of the cream, you'd really notice the difference.
When it comes to good milk, high quality milk, what percentage difference does genetics make versus the environment that they're in and what they're eating?
That particular cow there, just there now, is her protein is 3.6% protein, whereas the average for the herd is about 3.3.
Why is she so high?
Because she's genetically, it's in her genes. Her dam has high protein. Her full sister has 3.7 protein. So there are families of cows that have much higher protein than others, and obviously you like to breed as many from them as you can, because protein and milk quality is such a big thing now. Feed comes into it then as well, the type of feed that you feed, the amount of milk cows give, that has an effect. Like if you had a low yielding herd, they would have less milk the more fat and protein. So when a cow is going stale in the latter half of her lactation, she has higher fat and protein than a cow when she's in full milk. When full milk, then you see there's, you know, a bigger volume, so there's more water percentage in the milk. It's both bred in the cow to produce high protein, and it's also the amount of milk they give, and it's also the amount of feed. So there's a good few things come into play.
And tell me about the award that you won in 2009.
Oh, that was the, we were lucky enough to win the National Dairy Council Quality Milk Award. And so just by doing that over the years, and then the National Dairy Council then brought out the competition then for quality milk, and we were just lucky to win it that year.
So. It's a huge achievement. It's extraordinary to hear you talk and understand that really dairying, it's a dance of so many things, isn't it? You're trying to balance all these different factors, because of course at the end of the day, Glanbia are paying you not only on the quantity of milk that you're producing, the cows are producing, but the quality of it. They're testing it, they're seeing how much protein's in there. It's not just about quantity, but it is about top quality as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, and same when you're selling stock, people like to get stock from cows that have high protein. So, yeah, the quality of the milk is important on a whole lot of fronts.
Farmers that aren't in dairying will say they couldn't bear the repetition, getting up in the morning, having to do the same thing twice every day and all the rest. Do you find that difficult, or is that just now part of your DNA?
I suppose it is. See, that's the great thing about the pedigree end of it as well, then, because you're looking forward to the calf out of that cow, what's she going to be like, and I measure her with that sire, and what's it going to turn out like, and then you have heifers calving in, and you say, oh gosh, you know, you're excited about the ones calving in. So
it's kind of like cooking. You're sort of putting two together and seeing what's going to come out.
And hoping it rises and all the rest of it. And even though it's routine, yeah, but you're like, everyone gets up in the morning and goes to an office, or, you know, so there's a fair bit of routine.
In front of a computer all day.
A fair bit of routine in most people's lives, you know. Not, of course, you have to milk morning and evening, and 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You're never happy until you know, you want to get a bit better all the time at it.